Tyler Schwab, the founder of Gifts of Grace, is with me this morning. Tyler, good morning. How are you today?
Good, man. Thanks for having us.
Hey, absolutely. Appreciate the time. And Gifts of Grace always does so many good things with child sex trafficking. And it's nice to hear that there's still good things happening, even in the crazy world we're in right now. And I understand Gifts of Grace just received a donation from Silver Star Communications.
We did, yeah. And we're super excited about that. These companies in the community are giving back to a small charity like Gifts of Grace. And yeah, we just wanted to touch base on what that donation should be used for, because I know it's people from the Valley that are supporting those efforts by supporting that local business. And so part of that donation will be used to raise awareness in the community of numbers you can call, signs to look out for, and awareness campaigns so that in the case that a member of our community encounters a victim of trafficking, a victim of commercial sexual exploitation, they know kind of the resources to access to get help for those kids. And then also, like, it spans its international effect as well. I mean, recently we just found out that there is a pedophile stationed in South America, and he's posing as a Christian evangelical missionary. And he's posing in that way to gain access to vulnerable street kids, vulnerable girls. And then when they come into his home, he's abusing them and trafficking them to his pedophile friends. And so we're working with the government to work to get those kids out. And part of that donation used by Silver Star will be used for the aftercare of those kids. So when they're eventually pulled out of that situation of exploitation, and that situation where they're in, that they have resources to gain access to, resources to return home, resources to go back to school, resources to find safe housing. And part of that donation from Silver Star will be used to support that effort when it comes to pass as soon as this pandemic dies down.
Well, that's fantastic. And Tyler, as we've talked in the past, it really is all about resources, isn't it? It's about giving those affected an opportunity, a resource, as you said. That goes so far.
For sure, and that's why I'm just touching base every time we can with the people of Afton, the people of Star Valley, because it's so many of those people that support our efforts. And being a nonprofit, especially a nonprofit that works in this kind of sphere, like, resources are so important. And the Valley has been so generous to us. There's so many donors that are based here in Star Valley, and those effects have far-reaching benefits all over the world. And for that, we're so grateful.
Tyler Schwab with Gifts of Grace. And Tyler, we do have some listeners with us today we normally don't have. We're kind of simulcasting in Montpelier and Bear Lake Valley today, and of course have those in South Lincoln and Bridger Valley as well. So for those that are just hearing about Gifts of Grace for the very first time, just tell us what that is, how it started, and how people can become involved.
For sure. That's awesome. So Gifts of Grace started around 7 years ago, and it's on the focus of its mission is the prevention, liberation, and restoration of survivors of human trafficking and modern-day slavery in Latin America. The foundation works in countries like Mexico, Dominican Republic, Guatemala, Colombia, and even Venezuela in finding kids who are being sexually exploited, finding those perpetrators who are abusing them, working to bring them to justice, working to get those kids out of that situation of exploitation, and to gain them access to aftercare services. And that can mean either getting them back home to their family if they've been kidnapped or coerced, or if their family's part of the problem, or if their family's not existent, getting them into safe housing. And there's lots of ways to get involved, especially during this time of quarantine and working from home. I know we're all shopping on Amazon to have our goods delivered to us, and an easy way to support is finding us on Amazon Smile and shopping via Amazon Smile. When that happens, Amazon donates a small percentage of their purchase to us. And so every couple weeks, every couple months, we get a nice chunk of change from Amazon from people that have just gone about their normal business, ordering toilet paper, ordering food, ordering books from Amazon. And then going to our website, and the best way to support the nonprofit at this point is to become a monthly supporter. We have supporters that donate $5 a month, $10 a month, even up to $150 a month. And if you go to our website, giftsofgracewy.org, there's a donate tab. It's all over our website. It's pretty easy to just become a monthly donor, and whatever amount it is easiest for the donor. That's the best way to support, because then we know we can count on month after month, and we can plan out things like the case that I'd mentioned with this pedophile in Central America, the pedophile posing as a missionary, we can plan out the funds that are going to be used and spent toward helping those kids. And that comes through our monthly donor base.
Tyler Schwab with us this morning from Gifts of Grace. And Tyler, you've mentioned this in the past, and you've alluded to it this morning as we've talked as well, that this is a big issue, of course, internationally in Central Southern America. But you mentioned part of this donation from Silver Star will be used for local awareness and resources as well. And this is not just an international issue. It's something we need to be watching out for here locally in Wyoming and Idaho.
For sure, yeah. We, you know, just recently, as late as last year, there was a trafficker who was arrested in Evanston that was taking a girl back and forth between Salt Lake City and Evanston, who was exploiting her at different truck stops along the way. And like I've been working this issue for probably 8 or 9 years now. And in my experience, the worst trafficker I've ever met was actually a man from Salt Lake City who was producing child pornography, sending it to different sources around the world, and just really exploiting a lot of vulnerable families throughout the world via technology. And this man alone is probably responsible for the exploitation and rape of probably 2,000 kids. And a lot of his victims came from Southeast Idaho and the Idle Falls area, Rigby area. And that's not far from home, you know? And so we see cases like that are close to home. I think as more awareness comes up on the issue, we'll actually see cases fairly close to home and even at home itself, because it's an issue not just internationally. It's not just an issue in Thailand or Uganda or wherever. It's an issue in Utah. It's an issue in Wyoming. It's an issue everywhere. There's over 2 million children that are trapped in modern day slavery right now in 2020. And it's only a matter of time as awareness spreads that we start to see cases like that in Wyoming.
Tyler Schwab, Gifts of Grace. Again, you can find Gifts of Grace online at giftsofgracewy.org. That's giftsofgracewy.org. Tyler, we appreciate your time. Can't think of a better organization for this donation from Silver Star to go to, and we encourage our listeners to go check that out at giftsofgracewy.org. Thanks so much, Tyler.
Appreciate it, Duke.